Hello everyone, this is Raving Wendell, and it is Flash in the Pan time, and today's episode is tentatively titled, Why the Fuck Do You Keep Making Me Download This Illegally Instead of Putting Up a Download Link, You Jerk-Offs? Otherwise known as the MySpace Bitch Show. And this is for people, and they don't need to be famous. I mean, Jihan Jerry is going to be the first couple, just because every time I try playing this damn thing, no matter what show it's repeat on, it always ends before it gets to this one. So I'm playing it first. So even if it does end midway, you'll be able to hear it. Okay? So shut up. This is the last time it's going to be done. I hope. Anyway, Jihan Jerry and Lesbian Bed Death, who are the first two bands that I'm going to be showcasing here, they do have CDs. My problem with it is, with some of these things is, you've got the perfect place to put up, like, remixes, takes that didn't quite make the record, stuff like that, up on MySpace. Why aren't you using it? I mean, come on! MySpace has umpteen million people right now, God knows how many. If I wasn't really lazy, I could probably bring up the damn website and tell you. But I guarantee you at least a quarter, if not half of the bands that are listed in MySpace's band directory have no way to download the music that they're showcasing. Why? This is how you get famous, people. You put your thing up for download, people like it, they download it, they maybe pass it on to a friend or put it on a CD to take with them to work or whatnot. Somebody goes, hey, I like that. Where'd you hear about it? Who is this? And it picks up from there. If you're being stuck to regulated to only being heard on MySpace profiles, you're not going to get very far. Look at who does a lot of the good stuff. And granted, this may be unfair, but a lot of the bands that have CDs out, popular bands, yes, most of them, but think about it. They know, the people know the sound already. They're only coming to look at their MySpace thing. Now, let's say you go to Flogging Molly. Okay, I'm sure Flogging Molly has a couple of MySpace bands that they've friended. Somebody's gonna just go and friend every fucking person on Flogging Molly's friends list just to be an idiot. They're gonna have to stop by those bands. And if those bands sound like Flogging Molly and sound good enough and the person likes it, they're going to want to keep that music. But I've seen a lot of stuff. Type of Scenario is one that I'm doing two of, finally, just because I got so fucking sick of waiting for them. Yes, I'm going to be swearing a lot, but this really ticks me off. Maybe I'm looking at this from a weird point of view. My job, when I remember to do it, when I'm off Second Life, is to promote websites and get the word out. The way you do this is to put it in front of as many people as possible and give them ways to come back to it. Put a, hey, do you like this? Are you surfing in an exchange? Click here to open this in a new window so they can bookmark it and come back to it later. So I know the value of needing to get return customers, needing to get return business. Why are these people not ensuring that they're going to get their message out? If it's a bandwidth thing, I can understand it. You know, I've got a couple of ideas. It's not that difficult. Get a GoDaddy account. They're like $10. You get several gigs of bandwidth, okay? I think for a new band, that should be enough. You pay $10 a month. You get your songs hosted, put them in a little folder. If somebody steals them, you know what? Fine. Because they're going to take them. They're going to post them somewhere else saying, hey, yeah, 9 times out of 10, and this is what people forget. If somebody steals a song, they almost never change the file name. Almost never. So they can put it up, say, oh, by the way, I did this, and yada yada. And when you download it, it's actually going to say who the person is that did it. I've run into that a lot of times. Especially on Bear Share, it's really annoying. Excuse me a moment. I had to get a drink. For some odd reason, my throat is exceptionally dry. It's the weather. It's very cold outside, so we've got the heater on, and of course, it makes the apartment really dry after a while. Anyway, it's stuff like this that really irritates me about MySpace and YouTube and stuff like this. Things that give people access and give people ways to get stuff out, to get ideas out, to get messages out, and they aren't using them, or they're not using them correctly. Like I said, when I do it, my job is marketing. In a sense, that's essentially what I am. I'm a marketer. I go around, I've used Google AdWords, those stupid little box ads on the sides of Google when you type in your keyword. I've used those. I've used blogs. I've used traffic exchanges. I've used Safelist, banner exchanges, text link exchanges, FFAs. What else have I? To put it bluntly, I don't think there's really much of anything I haven't used. And if I haven't used it, it's probably because of price, not because I wouldn't like to try it. It's just not cost feasible for me to do it. So here we go. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different bands. And then what I did is, we're also going to have a little segment here called New to the FBC. This week there were only 2 songs of rock, dance, and the top 40 that needed to be uploaded. Pepper's No Control and Pink's You Plus Your Hand, You and Your Hand. Now, I have not heard either one of these, so I apologize in advance, but I might as well play them for you. And for comedy, we got Jim Varney and Ricky Skaggs with Hot Rod Lincoln. So we're going to kick things off with Jihad Jerry and the Evildoers with If the Shoe Fits and The Time Is Now.
Hey, what's up? Well, I guess you wouldn't know.
Jihad Jerry and the Evildoers. And yes, I know I've been playing that song a lot, but it keeps getting cut off. And I tried to play it on Flash on Rendell's Ravings yesterday too, and then the replay never aired. So it is posted if you all want to go get it. Usually it's posted within an hour of when I get the show done. This, however, I haven't updated this in weeks. I just, I'm going to be honest. Lately, there is no excuse. I'm just fucking lazy. I've been getting really lazy lately. I know why. It's because every day but Sunday, I end up going out and walking my paper route. And it wouldn't be so bad, except it's an hour and a half of straight walking. And that's a bit of a pain in the ass. From the time I leave, usually around 2:30 or 3, until the time I get back about 4:30, is straight walking a circle. I have 50 papers to deliver, which isn't too bad. I mean, it's a fairly small amount. The problem is, my route is stretched over like several blocks. And it's a pain, because the route itself is like three or four blocks away, and that's like 5 blocks long. And it's not just, you know, straight down, turn around, straight back. Of course not. It's down, up and around, down again, straight, cross the street, come back down, go down a hill, go back up the hill, come back, crisscross the road several times, and then you're done, and then you can walk back home again. Don't I just have fun? Okay, the next group coming up is Lesbian Bed Death. I came across this group when I was trying to do the lesbian theme show quite a while ago. And the way this worked was I was checking out my other little thing and found Lesbian Bed Death was really the only group on that site I liked. I'm like, well, they don't have it for download here, though. Well, I gotta go to MySpace anyway. We'll type in lesbian. If they come up there, maybe they'll have them for download there. No. God damn it. Lesbian Bed Death does have a CD, I believe. It is, it's like £6, which is about $12 to $14, but then you gotta handle shipping, too, I think. I don't know if they'll even ship outside of the U.S., which is another pain in the ass. But I've been looking at that for a while, and it's like, you know, this seems to be a pretty popular band. Why in God's name are they not putting up even just one download? What, you know, just one. And I know exactly which one, if I were them, that I'd put up to download. It's a song that I will be playing. It's called I Use My Powers for Evil. Why would I pick that one? Because it's the title track to their CD. People would just be telling their friends, hey, look, you like this? Just look up I Use My Powers for Evil. They'll not only find the song, they'll find the album, or reference to it at least. That is, and again, that's marketing. A lot of people, when they go on MySpace, just think, okay, I'll open a MySpace band account, I'll get 5 billion friends, every one of them will download my song or pay 99 cents somewhere for music. And that's another thing. MySpace has started a version of iTunes where you can buy songs for $1 a piece. Now, this is handy because a lot of these musicians don't have albums. They don't have contracts. They don't have, you know, ways to earn money otherwise off of their music if they want to. And there's some people, you know, who just don't want to. And that's fine. I'm not trying to push them into it. I'm just saying, you know, if you want to get exposure, if you want to get noticed, if you want people to take a moment, listen to your music, and say, okay, you know, I like this. This is really cool. Then you need to give them a way to retain it. You need to give them, yeah, it helps to have people coming back to your profile. But wouldn't you rat? There's an easy way to do this too. It's called an ID3 tag. What you do, and I don't know if this is just MySpace or just people being idiots. I have yet to download a song off of MySpace that has an ID3 tag attached to it. I think that just might be how their download system is. I think it borks it, which they need to work on. But if MySpace isn't borking this, then the only excuse they have is not taking a second, opening Winamp, and setting the ID3 tag for their MP3 file. It's easy. All you need are three things. Album, name for band name, and title. And I can give all you MySpace people who are sitting there bitching at me, oh, I don't have an album, I'm not set. Yes, you do. Your album is your MySpace page. That is where people go to click play to listen to your music. So put the link to your MySpace account in the ID3 tag. That's your album. If you all can't figure out what year your music came out and what genre the particular song is, you need more help than I can give. But title, band name, album are the three necessities for an ID3 tag, and you have all three. You have your band name, or you wouldn't have a MySpace band account to begin with. You have your title, or it wouldn't be posted. You have your album. It's your account. It's your band site. It's your MySpace band site. Problem solved. Lesbian bed death with goth girls are easy, and I use my powers for evil.
She wants that.
looks like it fades out there and has some more. I don't know. That's the only bitch with that song. It's really good, actually. I had forgot. It was Goth Girls Are Easy that got me turned on to that band, and then I was like, well, I want to do two from each. And the other one is pretty good. It just didn't strike me as something you guys would like. And then when I saw the title of the other one, it was like, oh, yeah. So I listened to that, and it had no doubts that that would be the good one to play. Next up is Type of Scenario, otherwise known as M&E, a band who pretty much describes themselves as soda pop. So, I guess I can see that. Soda pop in the sense that they're kind of sugary and bubbly and stuff like that. There is one, and I'm going to switch the order here just so you guys can hear this one first. What got me? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, I do. I was looking for Type O negative when I first came on MySpace. And, of course, Type O means that you ran into type on and type of, type or, you know, stuff like that. Needless to say, Type O negative was at the top. Okay, well, geez, there's a lot of other ones. I think Type of Scenario was like third or fourth. And they were the only other one to have really much music on there. So I sat around and listened to them and just loved it. The song that makes me chuckle is not on here. It's called Turtle Sex. And the reason being is there really isn't much to it. So I picked... Granted, there isn't much to the second song. The first song is called Sunny Day, and it is just cute as a button. It follows the adventure of a squirrel. And I feel for this thing. I really do. Because it just sounds like he can't catch a break. And the second one is more instrumental, but I like the sounds that they use. It's called Only 27 again. It was up on my profile music for a while. In fact, I think I know what I'm going to do. If one thing about MySpace too, I put up a MySpace page for my SL character Spider Farina, who is furry in a sense. She's a Drider. I don't have any pictures of her as a Drider up yet, primarily because Cola, City of Lost Angels, there is a link to it now on there, is so damn dark, and she's dark anyway, that it's hard to get a good picture of her. I'm going to go over to Opal Island probably in a half hour when the grid comes back up and take a good shot of her, standing, you know, in a bright area. It's still going to be a bitch, because she's furred. And the fur is really, it's like dark brown and light brown and chocolate brown, and it's various browns. So it's hard to see unless you really zoom up. But at least there I can get the lighting that I can. We got 24 minutes. Okay. Type of Scenario with Sunny Day and Only 27 again.
My name is Fish, the squirrel. I live in a tree and eat nuts. Let me tell you about my day. It all started on the train. I thought a chick was touching me. It was too dark to tell that it was a man. Drugs to make me feel better. They did it.
Now I'm a dick. in the day when we were 27. Man, that was some crazy ass shit. Sounds kinda like this.
Type of scenario with Sunny Day and Only 27 again. I hope it isn't much of a secret now why I like those two, why I like that band. I think they're just really good. I just, like again, like I was bitching before, they don't really do anything. They don't update much. It's been the same four songs on there since I found them when I joined MySpace. So... granted, I know a lot of bands, that's another thing I don't get, and I should talk, I mean, I don't update websites hardly at all anymore. I don't do it. I've gotten really bored with it, it seems. I should at least be updating, I think Podomatic's making things too easy for me, because I really should be updating the archives over on whatacrockof.com for Rendell's Ravings, at least. Because those, I have... basically, I have those over there because Podomatic is refusing to be nice and put in the option where you can organize things. The moment they do that, I'm just going to start assigning everything. Excuse me a moment. I'm just going to put in all the info for all of the shows and numerate them. 1, 2, whatever. I think we're... oh, man. We're in the 30s, I think, for shows. I don't know. I honestly haven't gone back and counted them for a while. So I don't know. I don't know what show number this is. I stopped doing show numbers. So I have to go count them up. See how many files I have up on there. Anyway, I'll probably post this on... I'm not posting all of the Flash in the Pans on Rendell's, on the Rendell's Ravings feed, obviously. But there are a few, and I think this one counts, that are just unique enough that they deserve some airtime. So, we'll put that up on there. I am going to most likely try to buckle down if I can scrape together another 10 or 20 bucks or whatever it is for Podomatic and give Flash in the Pan its own pro account. That way, everything will be up there. I can upload them all. I can go in order, which is what I should have really done the first time. But they will put there. It will have its own Podomatic archive then, and you won't have to worry about hunting them down anymore. All of the Flash, all of the Rendell's Ravings are actually up. The ones that stop at the archive, I think it stops at like Halloween or something, or around the end of October, at end of September, end of October, somewhere in there. But the reason why it stops there is that's why I got Podomatic. And Podomatic has its own archive feed. So you can go back to like September 1st, I think, was the first show I posted there. September something. September 9th, I think. So I don't really need to update the archive because everything beyond September's you can access now. And all the rest are there too. I just can't plug them in yet. It wouldn't make any sense to. So that's just, you know, that's just my bit of a problem there. Because I'd love to sort them in order, you know, putting the demo as number one, putting other stuff in. You know, just the first show was the first official show was number two and so on down the line. Well, I'm getting to blabbing here a bit, and I've only got a couple of minutes left of talk time. So here's The Unknown, which I just basically grabbed out of my MySpace friends, with Nocturnal and Backseat. Okay, quick little note from me here. Now it is time for the new releases. So here is Pepper with No Control and Pink with You in Your Hand.
Do talking shit, but you're going home alone, aren't you? Cause I'm not here for you.
This show, it's last up is Jim Varney and Ricky Skaggs, just because I like to have some comedy, and I will talk to you all Sunday because I've got shit to do.
Pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, cause I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and dual exhaust, with 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, the tires are fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then, the taillights was all you could see. Now the fellas rid me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Wound it out to 110, my speedometer said I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought I'd lost my sense, them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots of lines on the road, just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck, I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. They had flames coming out from the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly, and that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now, all of a sudden, she started a knocking down in the depths. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror, and the red light was blinking. The cops were after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pappy to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.